Welcome to a special Great Eastern special. My name is Paul Moth. The town of Gander, linchpin of the Allied overseas effort during World War II, vital refueling station for transatlantic flights during the first 70 years of air travel, self-proclaimed crossroads of the world. And if you've ever stopped over in Gander, you'll know the internationally recognized voice of Roger Greeley. Eleven a.m. on a Wednesday morning at the Jetstream Hotel, Gander. We are in room 221, and Roger Greeley sleeps. Shh. Quiet now.
Warning you to listen for low-lying areas. Now for the news from Central. There was a leak in Benton. At least that's what Mayor Maxwell claims. Seepage under the highway, Kipler's Brook. Sewage coming from the cesspit. Mayor Peddle is demanding the Department of
Municipal. You did the old voice last night, man.
So begins a day in the life of Roger Greeley. This is my audio portrait of Gander's man of song at the crossroads.
Big day with Roger. Let's go.
Thing I do every morning. Call the kitchen, find out what's on the lunch buffet so I can work out a kind of thematic repertoire, you know? Yeah, this is Roger. Roger Greeley.
Greeley.
Yeah, the guy that sings during the buffet. Yeah, can I talk to the chef, please?
Must be a new guy.
Chef, Roger.
Roger Greeley.
Yeah. So what's on today? Chinese.
Yeah, great. I love
Fantastic.
Chinese.
Okay. See you at noon.
Chinese. Let's see.
So now, your repertoire, Roger. You've been called, I know, the man of 100 songs. Are these all in your head?
Pretty much. Although, I keep some of the rhythm tracks in the trusty old Casio 220. Oh, wait. I got it.
Bing, jing, dong.
Sukiyaki?
Oh, sure.
That's Japanese, Roger.
Japanese, Chinese, what's the diff? It's an Oriental buffet.
Huh, they have Japanese food.
Oh, wait, I got it.
Hey? Hey?
That is familiar.
Oh. The girls got to clean the room, Paul.
Oh, okay.
And continue this downstairs. I got to meet Phil anyway, go over to the set list.
Roger Greeley has been a fixture in Newfoundland entertainment for 3 decades. But for brief stints in Guam and Panama, he has made this island dominion his home and stage since the 1950s. Roger left the road for good in 1989 after contracting a fungal infection. He is now the house guy at Gander's legendary Jetstream Hotel.
Well, an artist matures, you know. Logs the mileage. Only then is rewarded with a gig like this. I enjoy the stability.
Hi, Rog.
Hey, looking fine, Sue Ann.
So how does the money compare to what you'd make on the road, Roger?
Well, here I play for the room and unutilized food service items. Cream is in the tips. This lunch buffet isn't great, but the night gig at the steakhouse, let me say, it is very classy. An act like me, keeps me in dry cleaning money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Through here, Paul.
Before the lunch buffet, Roger goes over the set list with his most recent accompanist, Phil Rausel.
Knock it off, knock it off, knock it off.
Okay, now notes. Notes, Phil. Ray, yesterday's buffet. You were changing keys so much, I thought I was singing with Frank Sybil.
Well, I thought I'd try like a jazz thing, you know?
It'd be a jazz thing?
Yeah, a jazz thing.
A jazz thing? What do you know about jazz? How old are you?
I'm 32. How old are you?
Me? I'm 40. You, all right? Is that old enough for you? Now, do you have the set list down for today? We're going to start with the all-you-can-eat buffet theme.
Yeah, we'll go to the kung fu fighting thing. I have a question about my check, you know? I'm living in a car now. I was supposed to have a check yesterday.
I never talk about money before a gig, all right? After the gig. After the gig. After tonight, the steakhouse.
Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and a special how's she going by to any denturists who are with us. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to the Wings and Things Lounge of the beautiful Jetstream Hotel in downtown Gander. I hope you good folks brought an appetite, because it's all you can eat with me, Roger Greeley. Yeah. What's on the menu today, Phil? Mr. Phil Rausel on the keyboard today.
Roger's first engagement every weekday at noon is to play musical host at the Jetstream's lunch buffet.
Okay, everybody, come on. Grab a tray. Follow Roger. It's time for the buffet conga line. Whoa, Phil, you're making me hungry. Come on. Come on. All right, what do we got here? We got pork and chicken balls, shrimp guy ding, wonton soup, dies up, whoa, egg foo young, pork chow mein. We got pineapple ribs, we've got honey dip beef. Everybody was kung fu dining. Hoo! Those cooks were fast as lightning. Ha! In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Woo! He fried with expert timing. Ha! Ha!
Immediately following the luncheon gig, Roger is rushing to his next engagement, a sound check at the Gander Gardens.
Check, 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 1, 2. Hello, Gander! Hey, Phil, you with me? Hey, Phil, 10-minute misconduct for being an arsehole. How about that?
The songster's civic duty, belting out an anthem before the big game. Tonight, Roger is scheduled to perform the Ode to Newfoundland and O Canada as the Gander Flyers tangle with the Conception Bay Seabees.
Phil, let's just start with the Ode and then give me a kind of Jimmy Smith vamp thing.
When those little boats and fisher folks go out upon the sea.
Excuse me. Excuse me, Raj.
What?
Aren't you taking liberties with the Ode?
Paul, I'm a jazz singer, an improvisational artist, and improv is 6/7 of improv.
What are you saying?
Excuse me. Phil! Knock it off for a second, will you? This is a documentary about me.
Roger.
Oh, hi, Suzanne. That's okay. Come on over. You're not interrupting. This is Paul Moth from the BCN. He's doing a documentary special on Roger Greeley.
Hi, Paul. Suzanne Kelly, manager here at Gander Gardens.
It's good to meet you.
Yeah, Suzanne, look, could we talk about some of my backstage arrangements? I have a list of Diet Sprite, usually some fresh fruit. No bananas, though.
Gee, Roger, didn't Debbie call you?
No.
We've had to cancel. Turns out Mr. T had a layover, and we managed to get him to sing the Ode.
What, like the Mr. T?
Yeah, sorry, I should have called.
No. Look, I mean, Mr. T, we're talking the A-team here. Listen, do you think I could meet him?
No. That won't be possible.
Sure. So when can we reschedule, you think?
I'll have to look into that.
Sure.
3 p.m., and one usually finds Roger napping, refueling for his long night flight, the red eye to showtainment. But today is different. Today, Roger Greeley is being honored by the Central Newfoundland Knights Templar. Today, Roger Greeley is being inducted into the Gander Mall of Fame.
Thank you.
Oh.
Nervous, Roger?
Well, it's a big honor. It's fabulous to be recognized by the people. I've received other awards, but this one is just...
What other awards?
I don't think it would be, I don't want to blow my own horn.
No, just for background.
Shh, that now, to me.
Our second inductee, a fixture in the community, reminding everyone that dogged determination, the will to soldier on in the face of often withering criticism, the ability to accept, to accept or accommodate, a reality, I guess. Ladies and gentlemen, Gander's man of song, Roger Greeley.
This is so meaningful to me. I will always cherish this commemorative spoon. And of course, this is hard for me. Naturally, I'd like to express my gratitude to the beautiful Fraser Mall, Assistant Manager Steve Fitzpatrick, to the Grand Vizier of the Knights Templar, Brian Granter, to the people of Gander, even those just passing through who have... I can't. Thanks, everybody. I almost forgot. I'm playing tonight at the Palais de Bouffe, beautiful Jetstream Hotel. Two sittings, 7:30 and 10:30. Please call ahead. Thank you. You're beautiful, Gander.
The airport, Gander's raison d'être. At one time, it was the gateway of every transatlantic flight, the crossroads of the world, a way station, an oasis for the first jet set. These days, as a discount refueling depot for Latin American and former Soviet bloc bulk carriers and charters, it's lost some of its cachet and all of its glamorosity. But hey, it's still Gander.
Would any passengers with small children or any persons requiring boarding assistance please proceed to gate 18 for pre-boarding?
I like to work some color into the announcements, but... never get in the way of the meaning they're trying to convey. It's like Pete Mansbridge says, reading a public announcement properly requires that the reader respect the writer's work, but not so much that it gets in the way of it. Oh, hang on.
Announcing the arrival of Air Moldova, flight 498.
But it's not entirely business. As with all things, Roger makes the flight announcements his own.
Smoking is restricted inside the terminal building, so if you... have to light up your life. Please do so in the designated smoking areas.
But all this, the lunch buffet medley, the odes and anthems, the impromptu numbers over the airport PA, all are merely a prelude for the act, the gig. Two sittings, 7:30 and 10:30. The Jetstream Hotel Steakhouse, Le Palais de Bœuf, known simply as the Palace in show business circles. This is Roger's stage.
Oh, yeah, this is a very classy venue. Six or seven steaks, surf and turf, escargot, French onion soup, I'm telling you.
Oh, my.
Oh, hey, Heinrich, could I speak with you for a second?
Yeah.
Look, please, when I am doing a ballad, could you not bring in the pepper steak?
Yeah, pepper steak, no ballad. Yeah.
Because, you know, the sizzling, it disrupts the whole vibe.
Yeah.
It breaks the connection that I've made with the audience. Yeah. Anyway, check the reservation list here, Paul. This is always a bit of excitement. Oh, hey, Howie Meeker.
Wow.
No, wait, he canceled. Still, the former deputy mayor. That's not bad. Well, time to get ready. I go back to the room and get charged up, do my ablutions.
Oh, thanks for letting us in here in what must normally be a very private moment, Roger.
Yeah, it's usually just me and that guy in the mirror. Hey.
You missed a bit there on the left nostril.
Oh, right you are. Thanks.
Ow!
Damn. Hey, Roger.
Yeah?
It's Phil. You know where Paul Moth is?
No, why?
There's a message. He's got to call his mother.
All right.
In 3 minutes, okay?
Okay, see you in the kitchen, Phil. This, doesn't look very good, so when you give me a couple of minutes, I'll leave first and come out later.
Okay.
Straighten up the bow tie, Phil. Jesus, man.
Oh, not 100%, Rog.
I'll say, you're sweating like a tuck in the cummerbund.
A seasoned performer like you still gets the jitters, eh, Rog?
And before a money gig like this, at a steakhouse? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And you too, Phil, you nervous?
No. My guts are boiled. Something in the lunch buffet is repeating on me.
Kelsey Breeze.
I'm feeling well, Raj.
Yeah. You just get your fat ass out there for the intro, man.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Raj. You're a real champ.
And don't... Man, that guy. How do I look, Paul?
You look good, Raj.
Thanks, man. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Here we go. Come on, Roger. Come on.
We're the owner of a Blue Ford Tempo.
Okay.
License number AHR874. Would you please load the machine's clock and services?
Okay.
And now,
whatever you're going to do,
Italian.
Yes, here we go.
And his own man song, Roger Greeley.
Oh, yeah.
Fly with me, let's fly away. If you could use some exotic booze, there's a bar in Gander Bay where we can fly way up in the sky. Flip, flop, and fly way up in the sky. Don't ever leave me, don't ever say that you're leaving. On a jet plane that you don't know when you'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to see you go.
There you go. Sure, you kissed me and you smiled for me. Sure, we stood at that gate. You held me like you didn't want to ever let go. But I know you're up there now. In that big night sky. Probably in a comfortable aisle seat. Maybe even bumped up to business class because you're so beautiful. And I know you're looking back. You're realizing it was time. Time for you to spread your tiny wings and fly away. Come on, Finn. And take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you and you and you and you and you. Do but I 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 do da. Scooby doo 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 doo. Oh, 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 oh. Go, Phil. My co-pilot on the keyboards tonight, Mr. Phil Rozzo. Take it up.
Roger's signature flyboy medley. He begins and ends each show with this pain to flights of song. And a 16-ounce sirloin steak with mushrooms and onions for $11.95. Man, that's not bad.
Mr. Bill Rausel. Come back to Roger. Oh, I know that song. Hey. I do get a kick in a plane. Flying so high with some chick in the sky is my idea of something to do. Take that cold, 'cause I get a kick out of heading up, up and away, up, up and away, up and away, up, up and away, up and away.
Oh, man, that was not a great gig. I'm sorry you're going to be here for this, Paul. Phil? I know where he is. There are many things Phil needs to learn about show business, Paul.
Like not to go to the buffet until the paying customers are finished?
Yeah, and recognizing who the headliner is. This is never easy, I know. I've been cut from dozens of acts.
Phil?
Ah. Oh, man!
I'm going to call right up the hall, Roger.
No, Paul, stay. Oh. Phil, you okay in there?
I know, Roger, the chicken balls. They're actually going right through me.
You're making me cry here, Phil. A while back, I was telling you about the Roger Greeley rules of showtainment. Phil, you with me?
This is really a bad time, Roger.
No, you listen to me, Mr. Rausel. A bad time is messing with Roger Greeley.
Roger, can't we please do this
later? Let me give you three names, Phil. Three names. You ever heard of Smokey Harper?
No.
Big Buddy Jackson?
No.
Ross Porter?
No.
You know why?
Why?
Because they're accompanists. They accompany the singer. Me, Phil, me, the singer. They know their place.
Roger, I'm out of trouble here.
You think that's trouble? I'll give you trouble. You're fired.
Why?
And showboater.
Roger! My parole is conditional!
Boo-hoo! You should have thought about that before you stuck up that gas station. This is how you repay a favor? Come on, Paul, we're out of here.
Roger!
The creative engine runs hot. Too hot. Too hot to cool down without a hang. A post-gig soiree to unwind. Be it in a dressing room, the back of a tour bus, or as tonight, in room 221 of the Jetstream Hotel, Roger's Retreat.
Don't you have any screech?
Only you. My name is Vasily Karmalov, captain with Aeroflot. Old friends. I always drop in to see Roger, have a couple of drinks. I love him. He's the best, Roger Greeley. American music, I love it. Hey, Roger, play the Steiderman.
No, Vasily, no.
Green Acres.
Not right now, Vasily.
Oh, please, Roger. Flight leaves in 2 hours.
Later.
And now, you wouldn't be the lovely and radiant Mrs. Greeley, would you?
Me?
Yeah.
No. Sure, I'm a hooker from Oz Bay.
Chelsea, yeah, that's...
Hey, this is a little number Roger sang once to the chairman of the board himself.
Greenacres! Sing Greenacres!
No! I'm not going to sing Greenacres, Vasily. Come on, please.
Spider-Man! Sing Spider-Man!
If you sing Roger, it'll be Roger Treat number 3.
Spider-Man! Spider-Man!
Go home,
Adam. One more for the road.
Yes, one more for the road.
Get out!
Come on. Man, sure. Oh, man. Where were you people this afternoon?
Oh, man,
that was a special moment for me. Friends.
Go! I can see the doctor.
Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra himself called me the recording secretary to the board. I sang a duet with Mel Torme. You don't even know who he is, do you? Get out of my stuff, you. Come on, what are you doing? Get out of that minibar. I have dedicated my life to the American songbook. Look out! And all you jerks want me to sing is Green Acres and the Beverly G.D. Hillbillies.
Yeah.
I need some air. Come on, Paul. Hey, Chelsea, you want to hang out here? Chelsea? She'll be fine. Follow me, Paul.
Yeah, today's been a big day for me, Paul.
What's that?
You're recording this, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Takes me a while to unwind, you know, from days like this. And I often end up down here by the lake, watching the sun come up. That's my time to meditate, my quiet time.
And didn't you once find a body down here?
Well, yeah, but let's talk about that later, okay?
You promise?
Yeah. Where was I?
Meditation, quiet time.
Right. Yeah, take a moment to get away from the round-the-clock buzz of the travel and hospitality industries to become one with nature.
It's a side of you I didn't know existed, Roger.
And in these moments, I get to thinking. Good record, you know. Gander's always been a lot to me. Now, I say that from the bottom of my heart. I've never said that to anybody before, Paul. But I guess that sums up Roger. Say, you want to get some eggs?
I don't think so, Roger. I really need a few hours sleep. You know, the bus to St. John's leaves at 9:45. Right. 10. If I miss it, well, geez, it's another day in Gander.
Yeah, sure. Well, you go on, big guy, back to the hotel. I just want to hang on to this moment a bit longer.
Knock him dead, Roger.
Thanks, man. You're beautiful.
I want to thank everyone for coming down to the lake this morning. Got a beautiful sun coming up. My name is Roger Greeley. I got a little ditty on my mind. I think might be familiar.
Fame. Who can explain its mechanics? What are its parameters? Where are its depths? How can you get some? And why does it choose some and pass others by? Gander's motto is Crossroads of the World, and it belies its major characteristic, transience. Nobody stops long at a crossroads. You just get your bearings, have a bite to eat, top up the gas tank, and move on. Roger Greeley, true to his idiosyncratic form, has chosen a different route. He has made his final stand here in Gander. Roger Greeley, always dancing to the tune of a different drummer, out of time with time.
I hope you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night. Suddenly you came inside. Tony Bennett. Looking just the way I hoped you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. Intimate moment. I am simply thunderstruck.